When you love darkness more than light, when you love your sins more than the fellowship with God, you are rebelling against God. Because you are loving your sin and you choose your sin. When you are choosing sin, you are choosing Satan. And you become a child of the devil. Because you chose it. I tell you one thing. Whenever you want to do something, two thoughts are coming to your mind. Either to do it or not to do it. When Satan tempts you, when the temptation of Satan comes to your mind, two thoughts are coming to your mind. Either to yield to the temptation or to resist the devil. So when you decide to yield to your evil desire, you are choosing sin. In your mind, you are choosing sin. So you are becoming a sinner even before you commit that sin. Because you love it and you want to do that. So you are rebelling against the love of God. And that is rebellion, anomia. We call it a fall, but it is not a fall. It is choosing. It is rebellion. Even look at what was happening in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, we see that. Satan was coming and asking her about the fruit of the tree of good and evil. And the woman knew that it was forbidden. She knew that. It was not an act of ignorance. I ask you, my friend, when you commit a sin, do you think that it is out of ignorance? Don't you know that it is a sin? You know that it is a sin. It is not out of ignorance. God forgives our ignorance, but God doesn't forgive your knowledge. But even if out of ignorance, you will have the consequence. Suppose in a bottle there is sugar and in another bottle it is potassium cyanide. And out of ignorance, you are eating that potassium cyanide instead of sugar. Do you think that it will not make you die? You're going to die. Yeah, that's the reason why I say even ignorance is not forgiven many times. That will affect you. Hallelujah. So even if you are doing it out of ignorance, that will affect you, then how much more you need to be careful when doing it out of knowledge. Amen. We need to be very serious about sin. Hallelujah. This Eve, she knew that she was eating the tree of death, because God said that if you eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that day you are going to die. She knew that. So many times we Christians are committing sins not out of ignorance, but with all the knowledge that this is a grievous sin and it is a rebellion. Amen. Second thing, this woman, she believed Satan more than God. God said, if you eat from this tree, you are going to die. And Satan said, you are not going to die, you are going to become like God. First of all, my friends, I am so sad that this Eve was allowing serpent to talk to her. Because God did not create serpent to talk to Eve. Because when God created all the animals of the world, God said to Adam and Eve, subdue it and keep it underneath. In Psalms 8 verse 6, it is said that thou makest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Now what happens? Serpent was supposed to be under the feet of man. Now the serpent is standing up and speaking. When serpent started speaking, why didn't this woman said, serpent, you are supposed to be under my feet. Lie there. Who gave you the authority to stand up? Lie down there. That's what God wanted her to do. Because God has put everything under your feet. You need to rule it. It is not just serpent, everything. God has put your appetite under your feet. God has put money under your feet. It should not stand up and talk to you. When money starts speaking to you, say, money, get down. Your place is under my feet. And trample the money. Because money, if money starts speaking, you are going to be in trouble. It's the same with your emotions. It should be under your feet.